This is Fantasy NBA Goat, the greatest fantasy basketball podcast of all time. This is episode 9. My name is Purity, and of course, I'm joined by my co-host.
Hi, guys. My name is Iwan. Welcome, everybody.
Yes, I hope everybody is winning in their fantasy. So, where are we going to start with?
Well, we're going to check out some players that might be available at your waiver wires. So, guys that you, not many of them, just we have only four guys here. You might look for them on your waiver wire. So if they are free, you might add them. This is their stats for last 2 weeks. Because as we said in last episode, last couple of episodes, you care only about winning now. That means you only care about players who are performing good at the moment. So one of these guys that has a good schedule, I mean, his Cleveland Cavaliers have a decent schedule and he's playing really good recently. That's Chetty Osman. Chetty Osman is a small forward, and in last 2 weeks, this is his stats for as I said, last 2 weeks. So 3 points, 2.1 per game, points 13.1, offensive rebounds 0.7, defensive rebounds 5.3, that's 6 rebounds altogether, assist 4.4, steals 1.1, blocks 0.2.
And he has fantasy points 29.2.
Yes. Another guy who started playing really good recently. He's out of the slump, and he might finish season strong. He's free in many leagues. I just picked him up in my 16 teams league. We're talking about Kevin Huerter from Atlanta Hawks, shooting guard.
Well, everybody dropped him.
Yeah, he was playing bad for many games.
Yeah.
After he came back from that injury, before that he was on fire. So in last 2 weeks, Kevin Huerter is shooting. He's hitting 2.4 threes, scoring 13.4 points, offensive rebounds 0.9, defensive rebounds 2.6. That's 3.5. Rebounds, assists 2.6, steals 0.7, blocks 0.1.
And fantasy points 22.88.
Another guy who just emerged is a point guard from Dallas. It's Jalen Brunson. I also picked him for my team in 16 teams league. I don't know what's gonna happen with him until the rest of the season. He's playing really good recently. I don't know what's gonna happen with Luka in Dallas. Maybe they shut him down, maybe not. Luka is hunting that.
I hope not.
Well, yeah,
I have him. I really would be disappointed.
I would not be disappointed. So Luka is hunting that Rookie of the Year trophy award. So I don't know. If Luka gets shut down, this guy, Jalen Brunson, is gonna be really good till the end of the season. If not, well, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But if you're picking him up, you're probably doing that in some really deep league, deeper league, or at least so, like, even if he starts playing bad, you will just sack him, so you would not care. So what this is what he's doing in last 2 weeks: 3 points, 1.2 points, 15.5 offensive rebounds, 0.7 defensive rebounds, 3.3. That's 3.7 altogether. Assists for 4.7, steals half steal per game, and no blocks.
And fantasy points 26.69.
And another guy, he might be available in some really shallow leagues, like 10 teams leagues, in both of 10 teams leagues that I play. He is available. That's a point guard for San Antonio Spurs, Derek White. Also in dynasty leagues, he might be available. So now when the season is coming to close, you might pick him up for the next season because opinion of many fantasy experts is that him and Murray could be playing together next season, and that Derek White proven himself as a really, really good player. So yeah, I also think there is a big chance that next season he might be starting and continue playing well, really good, continue playing really good as he has been playing throughout this year. So this is what he's doing in last 2 weeks: 3 points, 1.2 points, 14.6 offensive rebounds, 0.4 defensive, 4.4, that's 4.8 rebounds, assists 6.2, steals 1.4, blocks 2. As you can see, 2 blocks for a point guard, that's a lot. Steals 1.4, that's a lot. 2 6.2 assists, that is a lot also. 4.8 rebounds, also a lot, and decent number of points, almost 15 points, decent number of threes, everything looks really great. And how many fantasy points?
Fantasy points 38.26.
Yeah, like if he could do this throughout the year, well, what else do you want from your point guard?
Let's break down box scores from last night's games. And the first game was Magic versus the Wizards. And the Wizards won. They had 100 while my Orlando Magic had 90.
So for Orlando, Nikola Vucevic, he shot from the field 9 of 17 points. He had 20 points, rebounds 14, assists 2, steal 1, block 2. So yeah, he was really, really good last night. Johnny Isaac, another decent game. Field goal, not that great, 5 of 12, threes, 3 of 7, but 13 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists, but no steals and no blocks, and this is what we want from Jonathan Isaac. I think that he will finish this season. He will finish strong this season, so there's nothing to worry about Johnny Isaac. For Washington Wizards, Bradley Beal, from the field 10 of 22, threes 2 of 6, 23 points, 6 rebounds, 7 assists, and 2 steals. Thomas Bryant was good last night. We just don't know when he's gonna go off, when he's gonna be bad, so people stay away from him. I'm not saying you stay away from him. I'm saying many, many people, he's available in so many leagues. He's on the waiver wire because these are the playoffs and you need someone who's reliable. Thomas Bryant is not reliable right now. Maybe next season, we'll see. So field goals 9 of 12, 3 points, 1 of 2, points 21, 10 rebounds, 1 assist, and 2 blocks. That was great from Thomas Bryant.
Yes, and the next game we have the Brooklyn Nets versus the Oklahoma Thunder. And Oklahoma Thunder won. They had 108 while the Brooklyn Nets 96.
So for Brooklyn, Spencer Dinwiddie, he shot from the field 8 of 17. Beyond 3-point line, 2 of 6, 25 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, and 1 block. So Dinwiddie, many people were afraid that D'Angelo Russell, the guy that we're gonna talk about next, many people thought that he's gonna like be slight worst. He's not gonna play that great because of Caris LeVert, but It looks like Spencer Dinwiddie is the one who is making D'Angelo being, well, not that great as he was while both of them were out. Caris LeVert is not playing well. I've dropped him yesterday in 16-team league. He's available in many leagues. I don't know. If you're playing dynasty leagues, then I guess you're keeping him. You should keep him for the next season. Wait and see. Wait and see if he can get back to playing good as he has been playing at the start of this season. But in redraft leagues, depending on the league size, you should drop him. I guess. D'Angelo Russell, he's not bad, but he's not that great as he was. And Dinwiddie is to blame, because he's playing that good. So D'Angelo last night 6 of 18 threes. This is from the field beyond 3-point line, 2 of 8. It's bad. Both of these categories points on only 14 points, rebounds 4, 7 assists, and 3 steals. So we can just hope that he will finish this season much better than he is performing right now. On the other side, other team, Oklahoma City Thunder, Russell Westbrook from the field, 12 of 23, 3 points, 4 of 8, 31 points, 12 rebounds, 11 assists, 3 steals, another triple-double for Russell Westbrook. Paul George from the field, 9 of 18. 3 points, 3 of 6 points, 25 rebounds, 9 assists, 3 steals, 2, and 2 blocks. Nice stat line from Paul George.
Yes, and the next game is the Memphis Grizzlies versus the Atlanta Hawks. And the Atlanta Hawks won by 132, while the Grizzlies had 111.
Yeah, so for Memphis Grizzlies, CJ Miles came out from nowhere. He shot from the field 11 of 16, threes 8 of 12. That's 8 threes, guys. 33 points, 3 rebounds from CJ Miles.
If he's free, grab him. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I would not recommend
He's
that.
a one-hit wonder. Okay.
Yeah. Mike Conley, field goals, 6 of 14, 6 of 14, yes, 3 points, 1 of 6 points, 20, 4 rebounds, 7 assists, and 1 steal. Many people were afraid that Conley is gonna be shut down. So Grizzlies haven't shut down him. And yeah, you probably got him really cheap this year. So I hope you're happy with Conley. I know I am in one of my keeper leagues. For the Hawks, John Collins was great, and he has been great recently. He's scoring a lot, he's rebounding a lot, he's starting blocking shots. He's doing everything. He's really great. I just hope that depending of how Hawks do on this draft. I'm just hoping that they don't get Zion Williams and then John Collins will, well, they can play together, I guess. Like Zion can play 4 and John Collins can play at the 5, but we'll have to wait and see. But there's something to be afraid of. Well, we will see how they will do on this draft lottery. So the last night, from the field goal, he shot 11 of 17 threes, 1 of 2, so he hit 1 3. He had 27 points, he had 12 rebounds, he had 1 assist, he had 1 steal, he had 2 blocks. He was just great. Young, he was he was also good. He had from the field. He shot 8 of 12. Beyond 3-point line, 3 of 5, 22 points, 3 rebounds, 8 assists, and 1 steal. And Big Red. Yeah, Big Red. Not
Kevin Huerta.
Not a ginger kid. Yeah, Kevin Huerta was good again. So, as we said, he's one of those guys that you should look for at your waiver wire. And maybe add him. Last night from the field, he shot 6 of 10, 4 of 6 from 3-point line, beyond 3-point line. 16 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. He was really, really good.
Yes, he was. And the next game is the Pistons versus the Miami Heat. And the Miami Heat had 108, while the Pistons had 74.
So for Detroit, well, nothing much to see here. Blake Griffin, 4 of 9 from the field. 3 points, he had 2 of 6 points, 13. 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. And Andre Drummond, 1 of 3 field goals, only 5 points, 9 rebounds, and 2 blocks.
He sucked.
Yeah, he did. For Miami Heat, Justin Winslow from the field, 7 of 11. For 3, 2 of 4, 16 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 steals. Jason Richardson from the field, 5 of 10, for 3, 2 of 3, 13 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, and 1 block. Well, he was good.
He was good, yeah. So the next game we have the Golden State Warriors versus the Rockets. And the Golden State won. They had 106, where the Rockets had 104.
Yeah. And the guy who scored the most for Golden State was Klay Thompson. Field goals, 12 of 23. 3 points, 5 of 10. Points, 30. Rebounds, 6. And 2 assists. DeMarcus Cousins, field goals, 11 of 16. 1-3, 1 of 2. 27 points, 8 rebounds. 7 assists and 2 steals. Steph Curry from the field, 8 of 20, beyond 3-point line, 3 of 9, 24 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals. Kevin Durant didn't play. For the other team, for the Rockets, Jay Harden from the field, 10 of 20, 3 for 3, 2 of 12, 29 points, 3 rebounds, 10 assists, and 3 steals. Chris Paul, field goal, 7 of 12, 3 points, 2 of 6, 24 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists. Clint Capella was decent, field goals, 6 of 9, 13 points, rebounds, 13, that was 1 offensive, 12 defensive, assists, 1, steal, 1, and blocks, 1, really good.
And the last
is getting better.
Yes, he is. And the last game of the night was between the Jazz versus the Phoenix Suns. And Jazz won by 114, while the Phoenix Suns had 97.
So for the Jazz, Donovan Mitchell, the Don, was the best with 26 points. He, from the field, he shot 10 of 18, for 3, 4 of 6. As I said, 26 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, and 1 steal. Rudy Gobert from the field, 6 of 9 for 18 points, 20 rebounds, 1 assist, and 1 steal. He didn't have blocks tonight, last night. For the Suns, Devin Booker was the best. He shot 9 of 20 from the field, 2 of 4. Beyond 3-point line, 27 points, 4 rebounds, 6 assists, and 1 block. Really good. Kelly Oubre Jr., from the field, 8 of 15. Didn't score any threes. 18 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, and 1 steal. If you picked him from the waiver wire, I hope you are satisfied with the way he's playing since he arrived to, since he was traded from Washington to Phoenix.
Let's take a look at the fantasy point leaders from last night's games. And the first one, it goes to Russell Westbrook. He had 65.9 fantasy points. James Harden had 54.6. John Collins had 50.9. Paul George had 50.3. And DeMarcus Cousins had 49.1 fantasy points. The next, we're going to take a look at the FanDuel value of the night, and it goes to Thomas Bryant. And his price was $3,700, points 39.5 fantasy points. Value, he had 10.7 times. And his statistics are points 21, rebounds 10, blocks 2. Oh, we're gonna play a game now, guys. And Ivan is gonna guess the player's name. I'm gonna give him the stats of the players. So I'm gonna start. And the first one is 3 points, 0 points, 15 points.
So no 3 points.
No threes. Points, 15.3. Offensive rebounds. Three.
Just a second. You didn't say this before we started. This is season average.
Yes, season average.
So player has no threes on the season average.
Yes.
How many points?
15.3
points.
Offensive rebounds, 3.4.
Okay.
Defensive rebounds, 6.9. Assist, 3.2. Steals, 1.1. Blocks, 1.4. And fantasy points, 37.36.
So again, how many points? 15?
15.
15 point what? 0.3. Okay. Rebounds, how many?
Offensive rebounds, 3.4. Defensive rebounds, 6.9.
Uh-huh. Oh, I think I know. Is that Yusuf Nurkic?
Yes. How did you know? Okay, yeah. The next one. Threes, 0. Points, 12.8. Offensive rebounds, 3.8.
Wait, points, 12.8?
Yeah.
Offensive rebounds?
3.8. Defensive rebounds, 8.2. Assists, 0. Steals, 0. Blocks, 2. And fantasy points, 35.27.
Two blocks. Who has two blocks?
He doesn't.
Okay,
steal.
No threes.
12.8 points.
Yes. It must be a center. It's not Brook Lopez because he has threes. Who is high in threes? Who has many? Who has many blocks?
Wait.
How many points per season?
12.8.
Who has two blocks among centers? Oh my god! And how many rebounds?
Rebounds. Offensive rebounds, 3.8. Defensive rebounds, 8.2.
8.2, 3.8. It's 11 rebounds, 12 points. Who has two? Wait. Isn't DeAndre Jordan?
No.
Because you already put DeAndre Jordan. I was like,
No, it's not him. Guess again.
Who has no threes, but like top blockers are like Miles Turner, but he hits threes. Like then Donovan Mitchell, he doesn't have that many points, no rebounds. So Brook Lopez, he has threes. Joel Embiid, he shoots threes.
Joel Embiid doesn't have 12.8 points per game.
Yeah, he has more points.
Yeah.
Who is in the top of, like, it's one of the top blockers. Any help? But that's small help, small
No,
help.
no, no help. Last time I did that and you guessed everything. I don't know which team he plays. That's the problem. If I knew. I'll just tell you. Hassan Whiteside.
Hassan Whiteside.
Yeah. He's the one.
Well, yeah, okay. He's not been that relevant this year, and
Yes.
okay, yeah,
So,
makes sense.
the next one. Threes, 0. Points, 17.1. Offensive rebounds, 2.2. Defensive rebounds, 6.9. Assists, 7.9. Steals, 1.4. Blocks, 0. Points, 42.69.
Wait, again, trees?
0.
No trees, okay.
Points, 17.1.
17.1 points, no trees.
Yes, no threes. And
Okay, offensive rebounds again?
2.2.
Okay, defensive.
Defensive rebound 6.9. Assists 7.9.
Wow.
Steals 1.4.
No blocks.
No
Okay,
blocks.
wait, this is weird. No
Points.
trees, no. Okay. No points, 17 points. How many blocks? How many rebounds? Two and then seven. That's around nine rebounds, right? Nine rebounds. How many points again? Sorry.
Fantasy points,
No fantasy points.
17 points.
17, nine rebounds. Who is that? No blocks. No blocks.
No blocks.
Who the hell is it? Seven. That's someone like some small forward that doesn't block shots. Who has 70? Oh, so many. But he doesn't score threes. That's really weird. Who can be?
I'll give
Who
you,
can
want
that?
me to give you a clue?
Well, yeah, because I have no idea. But small clue.
Need something that is not obvious. Okay, this one you don't know. He's dating a Kardashian.
She's dating a girl. Oh, okay. What? Yeah. That's Ben Simmons.
Yeah. Okay,
Yeah, well,
next.
yeah, he doesn't. But I
He
thought he
doesn't
would at
block.
least have like 0 point something blocks.
0.7.
But I ask you, you told me no blocks.
Yeah, because 0.7.
That's 0.7 block. Oh.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Next one. This one I'm not giving
No
you.
block, that's 0.7 block.
Yeah. Okay, next one.
You said 0 blocks, right?
Yes. 0 blocks.
0.7. It's more
Okay,
close to
sorry,
1
I
than
made a
0.
mistake. Okay, but you got it, right?
No, I didn't get it. I got it after you told me he's dating.
Well, I thought you wouldn't know because you don't know anything about the
No, but
Kardashians.
read the whole stats.
Okay, threes 2.7.
Threes 2.7.
Points 20.2. Offensive rebounds.
How many? Threes 2.7.
Yes. Points 20.2. Offensive rebounds 0.6. Defensive rebounds 3.1. Assists 6.8. Steals 1.2. Blocks 0.3. Fantasy points 36.22.
Steph Curry?
No.
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 2.7 threes. How many points?
Fantasy points
No, I don't care about
20.2.
20.2. Oh. Rebounds? Just don't tell me something is zero. You
Rebounds.
tell 0 point something, you tell me no.
0.6 offensive
That
rebounds
means zero rebounds for you, right?
and defensive rebounds 3.1. Yeah.
So almost four rebounds. Klay Thompson?
No.
Bradley Beal,
No.
CJ McCollum.
No. Ah, you guessed too much.
Well, I don't know so many guys. 20 points. That's a point guard or shooting guard, something like that.
I'll give you a clue. You have him in your league.
I have him in my league?
Yes.
Devin Booker?
No.
Well, I have played three leagues. Wait. My
your
dynasty league?
Dynasty league.
Oh, okay, wait. Oh, how many? Oh, it's D'Lo, D'Angelo
yeah.
Russell. Oh.
Okay, let's go to the next one. Threes, 0.9. Points, 20.5. Offensive rebounds, 2.1.
Wait, points, 20.5?
Mm-hmm. Offensive rebounds, 2.1. Defensive rebounds, 6.6. That's 8 rebounds, right? Assist 3.1, steals 0.7, blocks 0.6.
Wait, again, let's you didn't say fantasy points.
Fantasy points,
for
30,
people who
37.19.
So again, threes?
0.9.
Okay, 1 3 again, okay.
Points 20.5.
Okay.
Defensive rebounds 2.1. Defensive
okay.
Rebounds 6.6. Assist 3.1, steal 0.7, blocks 0.6.
Oh, I think I know who this is.
Mm-hmm.
It's Domantas Sabonis.
No.
No?
No.
But that's his stats. Oh, he doesn't have 20 points a game.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't have 20 points a game. But this is so similar to his stats. Who can that be?
Let me give you a clue.
Okay.
The Lakers regret trading him.
Oh, okay, I know. They didn't trade him.
What did they do?
They let him go.
Oh, they let him go. Okay.
Julius Randle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it, guys.
That is for the game?
Yes, even
okay.
Did well. That is it, guys. Thank you for tuning in. And you can find all our episodes on Anchor at anchor.fm/fantasynbagoat and listen to them and enjoy. And we have a website, right?
Yes, you can find our website at fantasynbagoat.weebly.com. Again, Weebly spelled with Weebly. And you can follow us at our social network accounts at Twitter, at Facebook, and at Instagram. Our handle, our username is FantasyNBAGoat, and our email address where you can write and ask us questions.
Yes, FantasyNBAGoat@gmail.com.
And we're
done.
Bye. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
So, yeah, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And what can I say? Mamba out.